but it's not the worst thing in the world. This isn't too bad. At least it's not actively like blizzarding or anything. Okay, yeah, have a great week.
Someday, and when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. levels my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink.
Good morning, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. You're listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. I'm your host this week, DJ Crunchberry, not joined by my usual co-host, DJ J. Alfred, who is unfortunately taking this week off as he's home, a little sick. In case, I'm sure he's listening at home, Owen, in case you didn't think I was going to go through the intricacies of how sick you are on air, think again. Owen does have food poisoning. He's at home, probably, you know, hunched over on the ground. It's actually a funny story. We were walking around outside and, you know, it was a nasty snowy day. He found a hot dog on the side of the road and was convinced that, you know, even though it was buried in a giant snow pile of dirty slush, you know, he thought it was a good idea to eat it. I managed to talk him out of it because I said, you know, and what if you got food poisoning, I had to take the show off, I'd be in real trouble. And so he realized it was actually a good idea. But then he went in, I guess he got food poisoning anyway at the dining hall. So I don't know what the moral of that story is. I guess just, you know, don't worry about that kind of stuff because he wasted what I guess was, relatively speaking, an otherwise perfectly good hot dog. So, Owen, wishing you a fast and full recovery. Missing you this week. But, yeah, I guess we can get back to the music. Might have to miss out on some of our usual banter, but I guess everyone's here for the music anyway. So, that was The Weaker Than starting us off with their song Reconstruction Site off their album, their 2008 album of the same name. Yeah, let's keep going. We'll be right back.
feeling you get when you realize you're dead. This time we ride roller coasters into the ocean. We feel no emotion as we spiral down to the world. And I guess it's worth your time, 'cause there's some lies you live. Hard to explain.
All right. Just to catch everyone up to speed here, we listened to From the Crow's Nest on Fire Street by The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die, followed by Gardenhead / Leave Me Alone by Neutral Milk Hotel, and just there was Don't Come Home by Spirit Weed off of their new album Don't Die Yet, just came out a few months ago. We actually have a request from Owen, who's tuned in at home. Thanks for listening, Owen. Glad to see some loyalty. So that's what we'll be playing next. Followed by some more music, maybe a PSA in there. Also, shout out to Big Sheed. Welcome to the CAC. Yeah, stay tuned. Enjoy.
I saw the best minds of my generation. Popsicle frozen, all the same, and slowly melting from the Adderall. And always getting dragged around by gender roles and zombie pharmaceuticals, the cubicles, the pay. Heels, then got her stomach pumping for the misdemeanor. Should have seen her pretty face. No, the good vibrations are only making hollow hedonistic hours till the next giant earthquake. Saying,
oh, I'm here to tell you that the roof's about to break,
so we can make up better problems to base our petty lives on, like how to get the cash so we can fill this fucking tank I'm taking off. Still dreading my future divorce. Yes, I understand I'm only who I think they think I am, but God, it gets confusing with my pendulum moods. And all this thinking gets lonely, so I trick myself into loving, lying heaps with my lovely. Cause somewhere in this mess I swear it all becomes so meaningless. Bohemians and beamers, every rebel's wearing bands. And if I get too mellow, I've been right, grab the city by the necktie and pull myself back up. I'm saying,
oh, I'm here to tell you that the roof's about to break.
I swear there's nothing I'm truly against, just overwhelmed and underdressed. Cause all the gums will bleed regardless of what we believe. I'm taking off.
Thank you. said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow...
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Just to catch everyone up, we listened to Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra with their song Howl by request of my usual co-host Owen, who's unfortunately not with me this week, followed by Beach House with their song Used to Be off of Teen Dream, then American Football with Never Meant, the opening track from their self-titled album, and then, of course, Owen would be remiss at home if I did not get at least one, up to five Fleet Foxes songs in our show. So that was my favorite by them, Blue Ridge Mountains, at the end. And then here we are with BTFL with Seasonal Small Town Dreams off of their only album, Do the Love of Your Life Has Some Serious Issues. Updates on how I'm doing. It's pretty lonely up here in Studio A. If anyone wants to call in and keep me company, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can also find it on the website, which is how I'm sure most of you are tuned in. Feel free to call in. You can share opinions on the music, or you can have song requests, or let me know how you feel about Tufts not calling a snow day today. I know I'm more than a little bitter about it, but yeah, if not, just stay tuned and enjoy the music. Thanks.
Just Restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Nothing at all.
every weekend, and I'm weak. Hangovers feel good when I know it's the last one, and I feel so good that I have another one. Last Friday I took acid and mushrooms. I did not transcend. I felt like a walking piece of shit and a stupid looking jacket. I walked around town, felt like I was in Sodom. There were filthy people seeking comfort for their bodies. It was so obscene.
Scum of the earth, no, we are just 3, 4.
All right, everyone, we're kind of getting near the end of the line here. I might head out a little bit early. I don't think there's actually a show on after this, so I'll be leaving you guys with the automation, but I might head out soon because I've got to make the pilgrimage that is the walk from the station all the way to Carm so I can get some lunch. Just to let you know, we listened to Headless Horseman by The Microphones off of The Glow Part 2, followed by Modern Baseball with Every Day. Then I think we had not, until then, I had not played a song today from before the 21st century, and then we went all the way back to 1967 with the Velvet Underground, so I thought I'd mix it up a little bit. We played Sunday Morning off their self-titled album, and then last, that was Car Seat Headrest, maybe one of the most played, possibly overplayed artists on this station. And we played their song, Joe Gets Kicked Out of School for Using Drugs with Friends But Says This Isn't a Problem, off of Teens of Denial, their new album from last year. They and Modern Baseball, who we played, are two of the artists that I'm really excited to see at Boston Calling this year. Awesome lineup. I guess that's really it. Sorry for the lack of banter and exciting discussion present on the show today, but I do what I can by myself. And none of you called in, so who's really to blame? I'm just kidding. All right. I'll stop talking, let you guys listen to music. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Of March on the holiday.
soul.